at an Army recruiting station in the Phoenix suburbs, Sojung Lee shows me a wall of photos. These are recruits he's gone to military drills with.
This guy was super motivated all the time.
He is now a...
He's a combat engineer.
Lee points to another photo.
She's a medic.
Lee's photo is up there too, on the top left. But more than 4 years after he signed up for the military, he hasn't been able to serve.
I'm supposed to go with them together, and I'm still here alone. Everybody left me.
Lee did not see this coming. It was an Army recruiter who convinced him to join the military because of a program called MAVNI. It offered citizenship to foreign nationals with special skills it needed. Lee looked forward to becoming naturalized within months of enlisting in exchange for his Korean language skills.
I had great feeling and a good perspective on United States government.
Lee had first come to the U.S. as a foreign exchange student to learn English. While in high school in Louisiana, he joined the junior ROTC. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel James Gardner was his instructor.
Every event that we had, Sojung Lee was there. Color guard, drill team, rifle team. He was an excellent shooter.
But after Lee was sworn into the Army, his ship data basic training got postponed. Then it happened again. And again. The military said Lee posed a security risk because his parents provided financial support from South Korea, which Lee says hasn't been true for years. Another red flag for screeners was that Lee's relatives had served in the South Korean military. Lee says that is true, but service is mandatory for men there.
Sometimes think if all this thing was just a dream and I'm the one who is crazy.
Supporters of MAVNI say that Lee's story is common among recruits who joined in and around 2016. That's the year the Obama administration stopped taking new applicants. Then the Trump administration subjected those recruits already in the pipeline to tighter screening.
And they have effectively killed the MAVNI program by imposing all kinds of delays and arbitrary reasons for denial.
Stephen Yeller teaches immigration law at Cornell University. While the government has accused several MAVNI recruits of suspicious behavior, Yeller says he's mystified by how the larger group is being treated.
Given the problems that the military is having in meeting its recruiting goals, foreign nationals are an important component to our military.
A Pentagon spokeswoman calls the vetting process essential to national security and time-consuming because the military has limited ability to verify information in some recruits' home countries. Mark Krikorian leads the Center for Immigration Studies, which supports tighter controls on immigration.
You know, it's better safe than sorry, quite frankly.
Krikorian says too many immigrants had been treating MAVNI as an easy shortcut to citizenship.
MAVNI turned into just another way of immigrating to the United States instead of a very targeted program for a handful of really high-value people.
But some rejected MAVNI recruits have challenged the military's decision in court and been reinstated. Lee's also trying to get the military to take him back. Letters supporting him have come from the likes of his old JROTC instructor, James Gardner. The retired officer had moved to Arizona and has let Lee live for free with him. Lee says it's funny.
Like if I did something suspicious, he's the first one who will report me.
In the meantime, Lee's student visa has expired. He can stay in the U.S. until he's done with college. Then he may have to return to South Korea and serve there. I'm Josie Huang.